New Country 96.3 KSCS Hawkeye in the morning. Also, this is pretty cool. I think I might do this with the missus here. Head out to Vegas for Nickelback, the residency that they're going to be doing. I'm just doing that to
This is pretty cool.
I'm just doing that to tick you two off.
Don't ever do that to your wife. And first of all, who says this is pretty cool and ends it with, I want to go to a Nickelback residency?
You know, I just did this because I know you two. I don't understand.
It's not just us two.
I don't understand how, and you're right, it's not just you two. I don't understand how this band.
Really? Here's Exhibit A.
Got to be.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do it makes me laugh.
How did they get to be the uncoolest?
Hold on, best part.
And what the hell was on Joey's head?
Did anybody ever figure out what was on Joey's head?
No, but back in 2004 when the song was a hit, there was an actual website, a www website you can go to find out. And for $9.99, you pay and you can find out what the hell was on Joey's head. But nobody liked Nickelback enough to care or was invested enough to care.
Can I ask a question? Yes. How did they become the uncoolest band in America? Because I saw this story.
That's how.
and it's not that bad. I mean, I don't care one way or the other about this band. But they have really, there's a stigma now to this band. It's so weird.
Sure.
And when I saw that they're going to be in Las Vegas, that, you know, I knew people were just going to jump on this.
Look, for a Vegas casino to back a residency,
yeah,
they have to know that people are going to come to the show.
That's what's baffling.
You know what? Honestly, if I was in Las Vegas, I'd be like, yeah, let's go to Nickelback. Let's do something crazy.
See? You're better than that.
See? Not too happy with my co-host this morning.
Why? Now why?
Like one in particular. Dynamite? One in particular, that would be when Jasmine Sadri.
Probably. It's always me. What did I do?
You don't know what I did. First of all, earlier this morning, you said, hey, just make a, I need a goofy photo of you. And you didn't tell me.
I am a jerk.
You did not tell me what this was for. And then you tweeted the goofy photo out. Not cool.
It's a true sentiment.
with this on it. Hey, Nickelback.
She tweeted to @Nickelback.
Yes. In which they will probably repost. This guy can't wait for your Vegas residency.
God, I hope this goes viral.
Which, by the way, then somebody, I don't know who, retweeted that on the KSCS Twitter account.
Oh.
Also, Connected K, possibly.
You're not connected. She's connected.
You're a person of interest. You have the password to that account.
I'm just, you know what? I'm told to monitor our social feeds during the show.
Up top, Connected
retweet
K.
Retweet things that seem important.
Up
and
top.
I'm just trying to get Nickelback to see how excited you are for their residency.
First of all,
yeah,
this could be huge.
Earlier
for
this
us.
Morning, we had mentioned, I was excited about Nickelback having a residency at a Vegas casino, only because I knew you two are in the anti-Nickelback club. I could care less about them because I don't really.
Wait a minute. This photograph.
Oh, the hell. Wait a minute. Don't you have. Connect Tame, we saw this when his shirt raised up. You got a man stamp of Chad Kroeger's face. Your little man stamp.
Did you see that was on the back?
Yeah.
Did you see the one that goes.
Stamp.
He has actually Nickelback etched around his belly button.
How did this band get to be so uncool that they become a running joke with everybody? Because I don't really listen to them that much, but.
You're their biggest fan. What about this Nickelback poster I'm looking at right now that's framed and signed here in the studio?
I don't have a Nickelback poster. I mean, I don't hate them like everybody else does. I don't understand
how
they got to be.
What genre of music would you even consider Nickelback?
Junk.
I don't know. Pop,
look,
rock.
Crybaby.
Crybaby.
Proc.
Why are you guys so against them?
You asked. I don't know why people. I don't understand. Here's why.
Look at this photograph.
It's not that
bad. Every time I do it makes me laugh.
Everybody now!
And what the hell is on Joey's head?
And now, oh gosh, now everybody's retweeting this now, your photograph of me.
Look at this photograph. I should have put that. Look at this photograph.
Thank you very much.
You know what this is? Remember how, like, when we were growing up and everybody said, like, you know, the rock artist then sang about, like, teen angst, like Sum 41 and those guys sang about teen angst. This is, like, adult angst.
Is it?
It's dad. Yeah. It's dad angst.
Dad angst. Dad angst. That Nickelback sings
bunch
about.
Bunch of khakis and braided sandals.
Check it out at our KSCS Twitter page because it's going to be taken down very, very soon. Very disappointed with some of our listeners this morning. Like Ashley Brown. You had to retweet that, Ashley Brown? I'm calling people out who are retweeting this goofy photo.
I think that's a great photo of you.
You're in your nice shirt, your little your church best. You can see your radio, your cool DJ headphones.
Early this morning, Jasmine, if you're just joining us, asked to take a goofy photo of me. I didn't know what for. Then she retweeted out to make it look like I'm the biggest Nickelback fan alive, which I know two of their songs. I barely know them.
You actually knew what the hell was on Joey's head. That's how big of a fan you are.
Frank Antonelli. We've been tweeting back and forth for years.
If people want to start using the hashtag, I've posted from Be Connected K. I also retweeted it at KSCS. The hashtag is Road to Nickelback. And then also hashtag Vegas.
Joy Smith. We've tweeted back and forth for years. Very disappointed in you this morning. We're retweeting that.
Wow. At Jess Montoya, thank you. Heard this on the radio, and the photo and the picture is way better than I thought it would be with a crying laughing emoji.
Deandra M. Grant, PC, you're a lawyer. This is what you want to be doing? You want to be retweeting that?
You're a lawyer? This is what you want to be doing.